they put them down that way and then put another one over this crack can to keep it from leaking.
What, you've seen that done on the sides of houses though, haven't you?
No, done what?
Well, I don't know, I didn't notice whether your house has it or not, but sometimes for the sides of houses, they have boards, and they put the boards kind of lapping over each other.
Yeah, that's right. They
call
do.
That.
They do that the way that have layers nailed across from one rafter to the other, clean it up, clean across then about that far apart, and then the boards are 2 foot long, you know, and they just let them come on over and nail through this one at the top, the top of your board, and let it come on down here, and you nail it through that other board and into that ledge there where it couldn't move, the wind didn't move it around, caused it to leak, and they wouldn't leak either, fixed like right like that.
Did you ever hear of clapboard or siding or weatherboard?
Oh yes, my weatherboard. They're them's on the outside. They're on the outside, and siding. Right, you can use that either way, inside or the outside of your house.
How do you use siding inside?
Well, you use it in place of that going across this way like it did on the outside, stood up.
It goes vertically?
That's right.
If the door was open and you didn't want it to be, you'd ask somebody to...
Go and shut that door, please, as you come in or something.
Okay. And say if a man had a load of wood in his wagon and he was driving along, you'd say he was doing what?
Going on back of the house, I guess. All I'd know to say with my load of wood.
Or if he's taking the wood, say, filling up his wagon and then going and unloading it and going back for some more, you'd say he was...
If he'd go back getting another load.
Did you ever say drawing wood or hauling wood or carting wood?
Yeah, we'd always say if we wasn't going to haul it out, then we'd always cart it up out in the woods so it wouldn't rot and dry better that way. And it just nicely made better wood to do it that way, anyway.
If you wanted to chop a log, what would you call the X-shaped frame that you could set the log in?
Well, you just have to, the way we always did, we'd get up on the log and take our axe and cut it off. Just cut it in two.
Do you ever have a frame that you'd use for setting logs in?
No. We always had our saw or axe, but for a long time there wasn't even no cross-cut saws. Just use axe. And our land, cleaning that up, you see, we didn't have cultivators then and had to make all of our plow stocks. Wasn't no factory-made plow stocks nowhere then. Had to make all of them. And we used steers to plow with. To have a yoke. Well, I saw my old daddy some plow one. But I never did. I always, breaking the land, used two.